Blog Talk Radio.
Of that as
we go along. And without any further ado, I would like those of you that are out there in my listening digital audience on tonight, if you will, this is asking a question, if you will, bow your heads with me as we reference the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims, hallelujah, through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a river word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within their very souls. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all say amen and amen. And I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day on today. And I hope that all was well in your family circle. And our tonight's sermon will be, we will be coming from the Law Book of Ruth. Now, this is a biblical story, hallelujah, of Naomi and Ruth. And they make a powerful statement about the struggle of two women to survive with dignity amidst their circumstances and in a male-dominated environment. We find out that these two widows sought support and substance after the death of their husband. Ruth vowed to care for Naomi, her mother-in-law. Ruth was determined to alleviate the pain of losing their husband and protect her, willing to remain single to help for Naomi. We find out that Ruth demonstrated genuine sacrificial love and care. Hallelujah. Now you might ask, how on earth did a pagan widow get a book, hallelujah, in the Bible named after her? And here's that thrilling story of Ruth and how it all unfolded. Listen, if you will. We find out, hallelujah, that Ruth is not only an extraordinary, heroic woman of God, but we find out that Ruth is the first of two biblical books named after a woman. And the other one is Esther. Hallelujah. And we know that the contrast between these two women, Ruth was a Gentile who married among Jews versus Esther, a Jewess who lived among Gentiles. We find out that Ruth married a Jew, Esther married a Gentile. Hallelujah. And that's in the law of Ruth, Ruth 3:1-6. We find out that the obedience of Naomi to her mother-in-law, Ruth, her faith is later rewarded. That's in the law of Ruth 3:1-6, as I first stated. And so, we're going to talk about Ruth. And we know that this book, which is the divine word of God, offers the clearest example of Christ as our kinsman redeemer in all the entire Bible. And we find out, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that in this story, and it records the first of five important trips to the little city of Bethlehem, we find out that the birth encounter resulted from the marriage of Ruth to Boaz. And then the second it carried when Samuel went to Bethlehem to anoint David as king. We find that in the law of 2 Samuel 16 and 13. Later, the third visit took place when Joseph and Mary left Nazareth for Jerusalem. That's in the law of Luke 2 and 1 through 7. And we find out that the fourth and fifth transpired at the visit of some shepherd and the wise men in the law of Luke 2 and 15. And then in Matthew 2 and 8 through 11. Hallelujah. And some of the scripture we find out most beautiful words of love and devotion are found in Ruth. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from falling after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. While thy will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me. And more also, if aught but death part thee in me." That's in Ruth 1 and 16 through 17. Even though the events in Ruth occurred, we find out during the Judges era. And it is in stark contrast to that depressing, hallelujah, and deprived era. It is in fact like a pure lily floating on a stagnant pond. Instead of a bloody battlefield, we read of the blooming harvest fields. In place of the soldier's shout, there is a farmer's song. The story progresses from a famine to a funeral to a field and finally to a firstborn. We also find out that the book of Ruth, hallelujah, is the 30th longest in all Testament books. And it's the 43rd biblical book with 4 chapters, 84 verses, and 2,578 words. It is quoted to alluded to 6 times by 2 Testament books. The events in Ruth cover a period of 30 years, 1150 to 1120 B.C. Hallelujah. Now, as we're introducing Ruth, we find out that her story is one of the greatest love stories of all time. We found out that when she experienced the most tragic loss of a lifetime, and I know that there are you that are out there in my digital listening audience, have walked in Ruth's shoes in some point in time. The loss of a spouse, the loss of a wife, the loss of a child, the devastation of being hungry, the insult of being homeless. If you have encountered any of these accounts, you have been a Ruth. You have been a Ruth in your own rights. And so, when she experienced the most tragic loss of a lifetime, we know that she honored God. She followed through on her commitment and did the right thing. And we find out in Ruth's thrilling story, hallelujah, Ruth was a Gentile who lived among Jews. And Esther, on the other hand, was a Jewish who lived among Gentiles. And Ruth married a Jew. And this book also tells the story of Ruth, a young Moabite woman and also the great grandmother of King David. We know that in Ruth, hallelujah, she encountered a famine in the land. That came to pass in the day when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. Hallelujah. He and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi. And the name of the two sons was Mahlon and Chilion. They were the Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there in the law of Ruth 1 and 1 through 2. And we find out the funerals of Elimelech. Naomi's husband died, and she was left and her two sons, and they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left with two sons and her husband. That's on down in Ruth 1 and 3 through 5. Then we go on down to the farewells that would be Ruth 1 and 6 through 15. Naomi's decision then, she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard that in the country of Moab, how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-laws, go, return each her mother's house. The Lord deals kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead, hallelujah, and with me. That's in Ruth 1 and 6 through 8. Naomi despairs, turn again. My daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. And if I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sake that the hands of the Lord is gone out against me. We find that in the law of Ruth 1 and 12 through 13. Now we find out that Naomi despairs is seen both before and after her return to Bethlehem. We find out that she says that the hand of the Lord is against me. She also sighed that the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. That's in the verse Ruth 1 and 20. Then she said that the Lord has testified against me and has afflicted me. That's in Ruth 1 and 21. Now we find that we can understand, but totally untrue conclusion about God in time of trouble is reflected by a number of Old Testament people. And these are they. We find out that Jacob, he said, things are against me. That was in the law of Genesis 42 and 36. Then we go in the law of 1 Samuel 27 and 1. David in town. Then we go and we can attest of Elijah in the law of 1 Kings 19 and 4. Then we drive on down to Job 3 and 2 through 4, then 11 through 13. Then you can go on down to the summit of Psalm 88 and 6 and 14. Then travel a little bit further down to Jeremiah 20 and 7, hallelujah, 14 and 15. Then Lamentations 3 and 3, 7 through 8. And finally, Habakkuk spoken in the law of Habakkuk 1 and 2. We find out that these are the individuals that also spake the same words that Ruth did. Said that all things are against me. Jacob was one, David was another one, Elijah, Job, the summit, Jeremiah, and Habakkuk. That was seven individuals that stated the same claim as Ruth did. But we find out that faith and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from falling after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if all but death part be in me. And we find out that the fainted heart, so too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass that when they come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, this is Naomi. Hallelujah. And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi? Hallelujah. Seeing the Lord had testified against me, and the Almighty had afflicted me. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of a barley harvest. That's in the law of Ruth 1 and 19 through 22. Hallelujah. Now we find out that although neither women's, hallelujah, was aware of it, they marked the first of five all-important trips to Bethlehem that had to do with Jesus Christ. We find out that the first resulted in the marriage of Ruth to Boaz. We read that the second occurred when Samuel went to Bethlehem to anoint David as king. And the third was took place when Joseph and Mary left Nazareth for Bethlehem. That's in the law of Luke 2 and 1 through 7. The fourth and fifth trip, hallelujah, transpired at the visit of some shepherds and wise men in the law of Luke 2 and 15 and 16, and then also in the law of Matthew 2 and 8 through 11. Hallelujah. And then we find that in Ruth weeping, the mission that Naomi had a kinsman of a husband, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter, and she went, and came and gleaned into the field after reapers. And her half was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was also the kindred of Elimelech. That's in the law of Ruth 2 and 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Now we find out that this passage contains the first of 14 references of the offices of kinsmen. Hallelujah. In the book of Ruth. And so we find out, hallelujah, according to the Levitical law, that God was a close relative whose responsibility would be to provide for the needs of the needy family members, such as impoverished, widows, or orphans. The kinsman's redeemer is a beautiful picture of Christ. You can look into the law of Galatians 4 and 5. And we find out, hallelujah, in the Old Testament, we read concerning the redemption of Israel, the redemption of Jerusalem, Jacob, David, and all believers in the Lord, Psalms 107 and 2. Hallelujah. Now we know that during the meeting, Boaz encountered with Ruth. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, harvest thou not, my daughter. Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Hallelujah. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thy eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Hallelujah. And Boaz answered, hallelujah. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and are come unto a people which thou knowest not. Henceforth, the Lord recompense, hallelujah, thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, God of Israel. Under those wings thou come to trust. That's in the law of Ruth 2 and 8. Then on down to 10 through 12. We find out that Boaz encouragement to Ruth, and when she has risen up to glean, that Boaz commanded this young man, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. The mother-in-law and her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? Hallelujah. And where wouldest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought and said, the man named with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be of the Lord, who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. That's in the law of Ruth 19 through 20. And we also go down to Ruth resting in chapter 3. And her plan, Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now, not Boaz of our kindred, with whom maidens thou wast, behold, he withered barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore and anoint thee, hallelujah, and put thy raiment upon thee and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man till he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be when he had lied down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie. Hallelujah. I know my time is running out. So we're going to go to part 2 on tomorrow night. I want you to tune into Block Talk on tomorrow night with the 7th conclusion of Ruth. And I hope and pray that in ending the show tonight, I have said something to satisfy your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you.